this afternoon with you all here in the audience and those who are listening to us via the conference call. Amen. I thank God has been good to us today, haven't we? We had a good day in the Lord. Many responses on this morning. Baptism, one born of the water and of the Spirit. And the angels in heaven rejoiced over one sinner that repented, and therefore we ought to be rejoicing as well. Is that right, Howard?
Amen.
We all is good. All is well. God is good, not just some of the time, but God is good all of the time. And all of the time, God is good.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that afternoon service is a little tough to sit through, and I'm not going to keep you long this morning, this afternoon, because I don't want you to go to sleep on me. It's pretty hard to go to sleep on that one this morning. If you went to sleep on that one this morning, you're probably living for the devil. Now, so this afternoon, a follow-up to that lesson on this morning. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, have not been born of the water of the Spirit, you need to do that. You need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you have not restored, you've been living in sin, you need to confess your fault and get back in the Lord. Get back in the Lord. You don't want to lose your soul by not being obedient to the Lord. So, as a recap, this morning, this short lesson this afternoon is a follow-up from that old devil, about that old devil, that old Pharaoh's diabolical ruler of the world. That those big words say he's just evil, and got dark news, and darkness is all about. There's no light in him. That devil don't like God. He's the enemy of God. He's the enemy of Christ. He's the enemy of man. He's the enemy of the church, the kingdom. He's the enemy. He is the father of lies.
He is.
Amen. That old devil called Apollyon, Abaddon, Belial, Beelzebub. They call him the prince of darkness, the ruler of darkness of this world. He is some formidable enemy. He will take us down. His goal is to cause us all to be lost. He do not like God. Amen. He's the enemy of God. There is no hope for him. There's no way he could ever be saved. He's being reserved right now. And God, when judgment come, he will fall into the bottomless pit, and everybody that go in there with him will all go down in the pit together. That's all bad news. He is one who understands what God hates. God hates six things. The Bible says in Proverbs 6 and verse 16, the Bible says there, these 16 the Lord hates. Yea, seven or abomination unto him. He said he hate one is a proud look, man. And you know, Satan gonna get us with the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes or the pride of life. And so he said, and so Solomon says a proud look. He understands that a lying tongue. Why is that? Because the devil is the father of lies. He and so this is abomination, hated by God. And hands that shed in innocent blood. That's what's wrong with abortion. The heart that devises wicked imagination. Think about the world we're living in. All the stuff they're trying to push down our throat as it pertains to the woke-ism and those type of things that are going on in the world today. Think about this. The heart that devises wicked imagination. Feet that be swift running unto mischief. And a false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among the brothers. Six things and yea, seven is abomination to God. We understand that this is the negative side of this whole discussion. Let's understand that the devil don't want none of us to be saved. But this evening, I want you to know that we have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Because the accuser is cast down. That's right. He's been cast down. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Salvation has come. Amen. We just sing this song. I heard a whole old story how Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 and the verses number 10, he said, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come, notice that, now is come salvation. This is picking up where I left off this morning. Now is come what? Salvation
and the kingdom of God.
Okay, now he said, and the what?
And the kingdom of our God.
And now notice all the conditions. See, salvation has come, all the conjunction rather. Salvation and strength came with Jesus. It came, salvation is in our hands. You are, strength came with Jesus. And then he, and the what?
And the kingdom of God.
Church. came with salvation came through the church
and the power of Christ
was the power of his resurrection. That's why he said when he got up in Matthew 28:18, he said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Here's why. He said, for the accuser of our brethren, of those who want to take down the church of Christ universally, the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Don't you understand? The devil was trying to take the church out. He was trying to take it out in the first century after Jesus died and purchased the church with his blood. He was trying to take it out then, and he's still trying to take it out now. But the accuser has been cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. When the old devil was defeated, he was defeated at Calvary. Amen. Y'all know he was defeated at Calvary when God sent his son to the world, and his son hung on that cross between the twilights of the two worlds. It took his death, it took the blood, and he had to resurrect before he could have all power. That's why God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But God sent not his son into the world to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the whole prayer. Victory came through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all you got to do now, the accuser has been brought down. You got to be washed in the blood. You got to be in the blood purchased church. Amen. You got to drink the blood every Sunday. You got to walk in the light as he's in the light and have fellowship with one another, and the blood will continuously. You don't have to worry about that old devil. You've got victory in Jesus. Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation and appeared unto all men, teaching them to observe or deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that they still live soberly and righteously in this present world, looking for that glorious appearance of God. Jesus coming back one day. He's coming back. Jesus coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. That's right, because he's coming back. He's coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we got victory. We got victory. We got to do is stay with the truth. Stay with the truth. Stay in the church. Amen. Stay with the truth and stay in the church and call sin, sin. Amen. Deal with sin when it's in your presence. You got to deal with sin. We can't sweep sin under the rug. You got to deal with sin because there ain't nothing but the devil. And you know, every one of us, you understand, because somebody's sin, that don't mean they're bad people. That just means they need to be saved. That's what it means. We ought to love them like Jesus loved them. Jesus so loved the world, he gave his life. Brothers and sisters, we have an obligation to save people and snatch them out of the fire. You can't snatch a person out of fire if you don't tell them they're in sin. The devil was defeated. How can we overcome this and defeat the devil? Listen to the book. He said that he accused him before death. He's not going to ever give up. Remember when he approached God about Job? Mm-hmm. God asked, have you considered my servant Job? He said, no. He said, where are you going? He said, I've been down on earth going to and fro. Yeah. Don't you know he's in and out of Harlem Heights? Don't you know he's in and out of y'all lives and in and out of y'all homes and in our family? He's everywhere. This guy is not going to leave us alone, you all. We got to know what we're dealing with. You're not going to win the fight if you don't know you're in the fight.
Now, amen.
Amen. I'm telling you. You know, and I'm 64 now. Thank God for another birthday.
Amen.
And, any gifts, I'll be right at the door. I should have got a QR code and put it up there and scan your cash out. Send Brother Bishop to his birthday. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with giving me a little something. Yeah, right. I'm trying to make it last. And most of y'all, see, a lot of people, if they don't realize they're serving Satan, you might have thought, I'm doing just that on you. Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to do this evening is not so much. This morning, I mean, we don't do that other side of these discussions like about the devil like we should. I think that's a tragic mistake that we're making. We gotta paint the good of heaven and the bad of hell. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And so in this sermon here, what he said, and we can also look at to being triumphant, be victorious. We are God's children. Amen. We are in the right church. Amen. Somebody. We've been washed in the blood. You can say amen because you got enough bad stuff to deal with out there. You ought to come and say amen that you've been baptized. Amen. You are in the true church. Amen. You have a right to the throne of God, the tree of good, of righteousness. You can walk the street of gold. You don't have to worry about dying in your sin. You ought not to be worried about your life. Just stay with the Lord. Hold to God's unchanging hands. Don't ever leave the Lord. Don't ever leave the church. Don't ever stop worshiping. Don't ever stop taking the communion. And victory is yours.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. That's good preaching. I like my own preaching. On my birthday, I'm trying to do good. It's my birthday. Yeah, now, look at this verse here in verse 11. He said they overcame.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Now, here's how we overcome. That's what I've been talking about. We overcome how?
By the blood of the Lamb.
You know why we overcome? Without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sins. Hebrews 9. Brothers and sisters, if we can deal with sin, God has given us the thing to deal with sin. And what we deal with sin is, how do we overcome the devil? How we overcome unrighteousness? How we overcome sinful events and sinful things is that we got to understand that by the blood of Jesus is the only hope we got. Amen. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Or are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? He said, and they overcame him by the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony.
It's
the blood of and the Lamb. No, there's a conjunction there. It's the blood and the word. This is why it's important to be at worship morning, at worship in the afternoon. Y'all doing good this afternoon to be back this afternoon and Bible class. Right? You need the blood and the word of their testimony. We got it right here, right. This is what the apostles went through. They put it in writing. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness that the man of God may be perfectly thoroughly furnished unto all good works. By the word, and they love not their lives unto death. Look at this. We will overcome by contacting the blood, and we will overcome this devil by staying in the blood. Amen. Staying in the light. We overcome this devil by staying in the word of God, and we can overcome this devil by being faithful unto death. Brother, sister, make your mind up what you believe. Hold on to it. Don't let nobody persuade you to go to the left or to the right. You stay with truth. Amen. Don't let nobody persuade you to do wrong when you know it's wrong. You got to stay with the blood of Jesus. You got to stay with the word of God. And you got to be faithful unto God, even if it requires dying. Faithful unto death don't mean till you die. That means if somebody want to put the gun to my head today and say, Brother Bruce, you got to denounce Jesus or you're going to die, then I have to say, I got to die.
Amen.
That's being faithful unto death.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. And let's look at the last verse here, because y'all eyes getting heavy. He said, therefore rejoice.
Ye heavens, and ye that dwell in heaven.
He told all the angels in heaven to rejoice. He said, therefore, now that y'all know salvation has come down, Brother Foreman. See, that's why I wanted that song. He said, now that you know you got victory. Now that you know you got salvation. He said, all heaven rejoice. Do y'all not know that this morning when we baptized that young man, angels in heaven rejoiced all because of one soul that repented was baptized? Do y'all understand when them people came down the aisle this morning that the angels in heaven were all rejoicing? They all who held on to the will of God. They wasn't kicked out with the devil and his angel. All of them are around the throne of God. They are rejoicing in heaven because of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
What they're saying. Boy, I tell you. Boy, to be a Christian and know why you're a Christian, it's nothing greater. The heavens rejoice. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the seal.
For the devil has come down on you.
Having great wrath because he knows that he had
but a short time.
Ain't going to be long. That wrath, he ain't got much long to work with us, y'all. His time is counting down like ours is. But at the end of the day, he's on a countdown. And once he count down, he's chained up. One thing they're going to do, he got to go back to the bottomless pit. He's going back to that old place called hell. And I'm so glad that Jesus gave his life. Young on Calvary. Cruel Calvary. Paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. Salvation
has been brought down.
The accuser has been cast down by the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
He's been cast down by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the resurrection of him with all power. And all we got to do now is be like those in Revelation chapter 7. Where they were standing, all of them, the four corners, the angels were standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back destruction. And then he said, wait, don't destroy the earth until we seal them. Till we seal them all with the seal of the living God. Then he started going down the list in Revelation chapter 7. He started saying all them that's been victorious under the Old Testament and all them under the Old Testament, all the tribes of Israel. He said, 12,000 has been victorious of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 of the tribe of Seth, Joseph, and 12,000 of the tribe of Benjamin. And then John said, I saw. What you see, John? I see another number. I see another number that no man could number. He said, who are these, John? Who are these that you see? He said, these are they who came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white.
In the blood of the Lamb.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Who are these up there around that robe, wearing that robe? Who are those folk? That's all of us. That's all the Christians who've been victorious because the accuser was cast down because Jesus came. He gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I'm so glad that I'm a Christian.
Amen.
I am so happy to be 64 years old.
Amen.
I am so thankful that I heard that story. I am thankful. You can go home and say if you want to, but you ain't going to look at me and mess my birthday up. I'm happy. I'm a happy man.
Yes.
Amen. I'm a blessed man.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm favored. Amen, somebody. I'm God's child. Right. I'm his son. And my feet are beautiful. I got beautiful feet. I carry a beautiful message. Amen. I'm a God. Oh, man. Y'all, I need to leave. Don't we? Mike said, go ahead and sing. Mike, I ain't ready to sing. You already up here. That's all right. I'm going to let you have it, Mike. Now you stay right there. Mike got so happy he got up here. I thought he even started preaching with Mike. Said, preach, brother. Yeah. Mike said, well, thank you, Mike, man. You got a few things. Go ahead and tell him the rest of it. Now, what he said, look here. I wanted you to leave encouraged this afternoon. That's what I wanted. I know the devil's the message this morning. That's tough to swallow. Especially if you the devil.
Yeah, it is.
It's tough to swallow when you know you ain't doing right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, y'all, we don't have to have our head down. Y'all understand what Brother Brooks saying? Have I made mistakes in my life? Absolutely. I made a whole bunch in my ministry. But here's what I know. There's nothing in my life that God won't forgive.
Amen.
The blessing of being a Christian is the fact that we can't do this without God.
Man.
And we can't live it without him. And we can't get to heaven without the blood.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, just stay in the church. Stay with the blood. And don't have too much pride to say, you know, brother and sister, I have sinned. I'm wrong. I just want to ask you to forgive me. Ain't that good that God can give us just a simple statement like that and get us back in light with God? If you're here this evening and you're not a Christian, you've heard this story, how Jesus died for you. You must believe it. Amen. That he shed that. How many of y'all believe he shed his blood on Calvary?
Yeah.
I believe that with all my heart. And then you got to repent of your sin. You got to say, bro, I can't leave like that. Like that young man said this morning, I got to get washed in the blood. I said, yes, you do. He had to get washed. Amen.
Amen.
He confessed in front of the people. And me and he confessed he believed in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we baptized him. Then we baptized him this morning. And he's a child of God now. He's in that. He's following that white horse. Y'all know all of the white horses behind the big white horse? Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Every Christian. Just stay with the white horse. Keep your robe white. Confess when you mess up. Get baptized if you haven't. Come today. If you need to get baptized, we'll do it. If you need to make confession, don't you be ashamed to do it. Just say, brother, I'm ready to get it right with the God. Isn't that good?
That's
and
good.
God didn't make it hard. Then what we're going to do? We're going to sing a song of encouragement. Okay, Micah, I guess y'all can stand. Now, if you need prayer, Mike ready to sing. Come on.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Are you
washed in the blood of the Lamb?
God bless you. Come on.
Are you fully trusted in His grace?
Anybody else need to come? Come on, too.
Are you
washed? You need to come down. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. You need prayer. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to get your eyes right with God. Come on to Him. Come on to Him. Come on to Him. So cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb are your
garments.
Are they white as snow? Are you washed? You may be seated.